there. Welcome to the Intuitive Runner Guided Runs for Every Pace podcast. I'm Natalie Costa, a clinical exercise physiologist, high performance specialist, and your guide to making running fun and approachable. Now, my guided runs are like a podcast, but better. Every episode, we dive into all things running. That includes things like mindset and the psychological side of training, all while I coach you through form and effort with some great music to keep you moving. Now, this audio today is specifically from the Fast Form program in the Intuitive Runner app. So if you like what you hear, check out the link in the show notes to download the app and dive into more guided runs and programs. We're just scratching the surface on the pod. But let's get the show on the road, shall we? Let me just hit play here. What's up, Intuitive Runners? Natalie Costa here, and welcome to your speed run. 40 minutes, top to bottom. That includes a 10-minute warm-up and a 10-minute cool-down. I'll let you know about the middle shortly, but let's make sure you are laced up, and when you're ready, let's get into a nice, easy-paced jog here. Taking a nice big inhale through the nose, feel the belly, and exhale a big old sigh. Inhale, good shit. And exhale, bullshit. Letting go of your day. Letting go of what no longer serves you right now. Let's use the run today to let it go. Whatever we got going on. Now let's also take this moment here to set our intentions for this run. Whether it's a word, a phrase, a run mantra, anything positive that you could repeat to yourself when things get uncomfortable. Because they will get uncomfortable in this run. Now, of course, you don't have a mantra in mind. My run mantra for you today is one of my favorites that I personally use. It's embrace the suck. That's right. Embrace the suck. Just knowing that that's where growth happens. Now, today I'm going to be using both the RPE scale and heart rate zones to coach your intensity. Whatever works for you. So RPE stands for that rate of perceived exertion. So a scale of 1 to 10. 10 is an all-out effort. 1 is a nice leisurely walking pace. Nothing crazy. So right now, I'm looking for about a 2 to 3 on that RPE scale. Or a zone 2 if you're using a heart rate monitor. Now here's what we got going on today. A 5-4-3-2-1 run, meaning our first interval is 5 minutes long, then 4 minutes, then 3 minutes, 2 minute, and 1 minute. We got a 2 minute recovery in between each one of those efforts. Now, here's where it gets a little different. I want your intensity to be an RPE of 8 to 9, a controlled form focus effort where you're going to be embracing the suck. Now, your first one is 5 minutes long. I need you to pick a pace that you could hold for 5 minutes and keeping the intensity the same. So that RPE 8 to 9. As the intervals get shorter, your speed will have to increase to maintain that effort. But don't worry, because I'll be walking you through every step of the way. Let's start with our dynamic stretches here. So let's start with our high knees. March it, jog it, skip it, whatever you gotta do. Just drive those knees up to the sky, alternating sides, keeping those toes lifted, keeping that spine long. We got our butt kick, sending the heels to the glutes. Again, walk or jog, you choose where you want to take this. Awesome. Coming up next, hamstring sweep. So you're going to stick out that limb, toes to nose, hinge from the hips, sweeping down towards the ground, sweep back up. Couple steps forward, other side. Sweep down, sweep up. You got it.
Perfect. Coming up next, walking lunges. Alternating sides. Keep that spine lifted. Perfect. Standing up. Let's walk on our tiptoes. Keep those heels lifted. Other way around. Let's lift those toes. Walk on those heels. Perfect. Now we're going to connect those two movements together in a super exaggerated walk. Heel to toe. And as you toe off, you're lifting up that heel into a calf raise. Growing tall. Beautiful. Let's wake up that upper body, squeezing those shoulder blades together, sending those elbows back, sticking out that chest, arms out in front of you. Repeat, elbows back, squeeze the shoulder blades together, arms out in front. Keep her going. Let's add some big arm circles, starting with our right arm. Almost think that you're doing a backstroke. Big backstroke. Open up the chest. Open up the shoulders. Stand up tall. Good. Same thing, other side. Beautiful. Shake it out. Coming into our nice easy jog. Let's hang out here for a little bit. We are going to do a few striders. Now our striders, as a reminder, are just your quick little bursts of acceleration. RPE will be about 7 to 8, so not the full effort that you will be maintaining today, but just encouraging that quick turnover of your feet, like a little speed drill, where we're focusing on our form. But right now, I'm looking for an RPE of 2 to 3. Nice and easy. If you're using a heart rate zone, hopefully we're hanging out in about a zone 2 heart rate. Something like you would do on your easy pace days. All right, we're going to come into our first strider. We're going to start leaning in, picking up that pace in 3, 2, 1. Let's go here. Strider number 1. Go, go, go. Quick feet, quick feet, quick feet. Lift that spine. A little bit of a forward lean here. Arms are parallel. Drive those elbows back. Slow it down in 3, 2, 1. Back into your easy pace jog. We're gonna head into our second strider. Coming up in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Drive those legs. Drive those knees. Quick feet, quick feet, quick feet. Can we go a crumb faster than last time? RPE 7 to 8. Maybe hinging around that 8. Hold it down. Slow it down in 3, 2, 1. We can do one more of those. But right now, take her easy. I tried to settle down one time, and only 1 week went by. Almost burned the house down with them inside. Believe me when I say. All right, one more. Let's head there together in 3, 2, 1. Let's go get those legs moving. Last strider. Focus on that form. Little tuck of that tailbone. Beautiful. All right, slow it down in 3, 2, 1. One more minute here. in our warm-up, and then we're going to be jumping into our five-minute effort. This will be your longest. We're getting it out of the way at the beginning. But remember, we're keeping our effort the same on all our intervals. So as the intervals get shorter, your speed will increase. Now, always remembering that anything I say or do is always a suggestion. If you were dragging your butt to get here today, I'm just happy you're here. Whatever the movement looks like today. Seconds. We're heading to our first interval. All right, let's go. Let's find that rhythm and roll in that run motion. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. Lean into it. RPE, I'm looking for 8 to 9. 5 minutes on the clock. Let's go. Heart rate zones. I'm looking for about a zone 4. You might trickle into zone 5, but I'm happy with a zone 4. It's gonna take a little bit of time for your heart rate to get there, so don't stress if it's not there immediately. But if we could get there eventually, I will take it. Now, if you are human, just know that we all struggle sometimes to get ourselves out the door to do our training, right? Motivation, if we always rely on motivation, it won't always come. Motivation's a feeling that comes and goes. So reminding yourself of what values or what goals you're moving towards. What's in it for you? And noticing what's improving over time could really boost our intrinsic motivation. And that's that motivation that comes from within us. So you can't rely on a coach or a run club to motivate you to achieve your lifelong goals. We gotta dig a little bit deeper. Find your why. It's up to you to supply that motivation and perspiration, to be consistent, to be gentle, yet progressive. And setting our little short-term goals, mid-term goals, long-term goals, making sure you have your rest days in your training, adapting your training to the conditions, to your physical states, your emotional states, and take pride in your courage to accept the challenge to run, even if you're dragging your butt here. How are we doing? We're 2 minutes in. We got 3 minutes left here in this effort. Get inside your head. Feel the rhythm. Feel the roll. How's your effort? Heart rate zone. Give it a little check. If you're not using your heart rate zone, how are you feeling on that scale of 1 to 10? I'm looking for an 8 to 9. We're officially halfway through this effort. Yes, you can. Hold it down. So motivation is technically defined as the general desire or willingness of someone to do something. A habit, however, is defined as a regular tendency or practice, one that's hard to give up. So your desire and motivation to do something, that's going to change daily, just like the weather. There's going to be days where you have zero desire to do your run or your workout. But a habit is something that your brain subconsciously creates. And I sometimes like to think of creating a new habit like growing a plant, right? You plant the seed or you start a new habit and you have to water it every day consistently. And it might take several days, weeks before you even see it sprouting or when you start to notice any changes or results. But it doesn't mean that the plant's not growing underneath the soil. You're making those small, gradual changes. It takes consistency. It takes time for your hard work to blossom. Speaking of hard work, embrace the suck here. We got 1 minute left here in this effort. Let's focus on that form. little head-to-toe scan here. Live that spine. Grow tall. Little marionette string pulling you up towards the sky. Shoulder blades back and down. Even give their shoulders a little shake. Elbows sending back. Forearms are parallel. Chest is proud. Run with confidence. Let's stick a smile on that face. We're in the final 30 seconds. You could do this. Leaning into it ever so slightly. Tucking that tailbone. Driving those knees. And of course, quick feet, quick feet, quick feet. 15 seconds. Hold this down. You could do hard things. Slow it down in 3, 2, 1. Walk or jog. Take this where you need. We got a 2-minute recovery here. So in all of our recovery spaces, I want you to fully recover. And when I say fully recover, if you're using a heart rate zone, I'm hoping that you're coming at least into a zone 1 at this point in time. Not using heart rate zones and you're using RPE, I'm looking for an RPE of 1 to 3. I want you to use these recoveries like you're charging your phone back up to 100% so we could really hit our next interval. So if that means walking, that means walking, and that is a-okay. If that means starting with a walk and then coming into a nice easy jog, that's okay too. We want to have that variability in that heart rate. The more variability we have, the better. The better we will eventually learn to recover. We got 1 minute left here in this recovery. And then we're gonna hit our second work interval, which will be 4 minutes long. Now, the effort's gonna stay the same, but it'll likely be a crumb faster than last. So if you're on a treadmill, that means maybe cranking it up by 0.1, 0.2. If you're outside, if you were looking at your pace, see if we go just a smidge faster. We're not holding it for as long. That's the intention going into it, at least. Got 15 seconds left here. Start charging yourself up. Start thinking about it. And if you have anything left to give in this space, I want us to take it there in 3, 2, 1. 4 minutes on the clock starts now. Let's go. Focus on that form. Don't lose it. RPE. 8 to 9, a nice controlled effort. So knowing every day is a different day, physically, emotionally. And we need to keep this into consideration when we decide what movement will serve us best on that given day. Giving yourself permission to modify or adjust your exercise program to meet you where you're at. Sometimes that's a really great first step while we're valuing consistency over intensity or effort. Sometimes if that means planting the seed, watering our seed, committing to 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes of movement every day, whatever that looks like, whether it's a gentle stretch or maybe a run or a lifting session. And you know what? If after that 5 to 10 minutes is up and it's just not your day, that's okay. Give yourself that permission to stop. But value consistency of putting on your shoes or warming up your body. I also want you to think about the things that you say to yourself on those days that you don't really feel motivated to do anything. Do you say things like, I feel guilty if I don't work out today? If we could reframe our negative self-talk to something a little bit more positive, we could actually start to change our subconscious in viewing exercise as a celebration and maybe a pleasurable experience. Maybe, as I always say here, finding joy in running. perhaps we could change that same sentence to, you know what? Exercise isn't a moral decision. What movement will meet me where I'm at today? Maybe I'll just start with 5 minutes of stretching and see how I feel and give myself permission to stop if I don't feel like doing it. Maybe starting is the hardest part of your day. And once you get going, you find that you have the energy to incorporate your run or routine or workout. Whatever it is that you have planned that day. And heck, maybe it's a rest day, and that's okay too. So how are we feeling here? Let's do a little head-to-toe scan. Chest is nice and proud, staying tall. Little tuck of that tailbone. Engage that core. Little forward lean and drive with those knees. Yes, you can. We got 1 more minute left in this effort. We are also conveniently halfway through. So if you are doing an out and back, this is a really great time to turn around and run back home. Otherwise, stay moving here. Feel strong. Embrace the suck. Ask yourself on that scale of 1 to 10, how hard do you feel that you're working right now? If it's less than an 8, see if you can pick it up just a smidge. If you're right in zone, beauty. Stay there. 20 seconds left. Then we get a nice 2-minute recovery. Soak it in. And taking your recovery in a walk or jog in 3, 2, 1. Relax. 2 minutes here. Feel the music here. Find the rhythm. Find the roll in your run. Relax your shoulders. Relax your jaw. Focus on your breathing, your long exhales to get that heart rate down as fast as you can. Just keep me moving here, intuitive runners. Let's do a little mindful check here. Look around you. What do you see? Take a big breath. What do you smell? Do you hear anything else except for me in the music? Barking dogs, a screaming child, whatever it may be. Just hold this down. 45 seconds left in this recovery space. So enjoy it. Am I the only one singing along here? Sorry, I'll stop. 15 seconds. Then we're heading into our 3-minute work interval. Same old, same old. Heart rate. Zone 4. Maybe zone 5. 3 minutes. RPE 8 to 9. Form focus. Let's go there. 3, 2, 1. Get those legs moving. Just a crumb faster than last time, right? We're progressively increasing your speed on our intervals. Lean into it. Hold this down. Embrace the suck. Focus on that form. Let's try to be as efficient as possible. So we know that our thoughts, which may or may not be true, let's be honest, and our feelings, which are passing states, we know that they directly influence our behaviors or our actions. So if we have a negative thought, for example, I won't have enough time, or I'm too tired, or I'm too busy, or I'm just lazy, How come other people don't struggle with this, but I always fail? And so on and so on. This could lead to a negative feeling, like sadness, like guilt, which could lead to those self-critical thoughts like, wow, I can't believe I skipped out on exercise again. Never gonna get this right. Those thoughts, those feelings could steer us off our route, which may then lead to behaviors like sitting back on the couch, binge watching your favorite show, or increasing sedentary time. Right? We do things to escape uncomfortable thoughts and feelings. Then we feel shame, guilt, anxiety, which could then lead to avoidance, numbing, soothing behaviors, which then leads to more unhelpful thoughts, and the cycle continues over and over and over and over. And the opposite is true. When we feel good, our thoughts are then likely to be more positive, which could then lead to more positive health behaviors, which then make it easier for you to behave in accordance to whatever your long-term priorities or what your goals are or what's in it for you. So for example, once I get moving, I find I get less back pain, my body feels great, I have more energy to take on the rest of my day, and so on. We can see how changing some of those thoughts and feelings and searching for what is pleasurable in movement and exercise, and how that could greatly influence how we adhere to a regular training program. Food for thought. Pay attention to those thoughts and feelings when it comes to exercise. Let's build that awareness. Let's embrace the suck, because you got 10 seconds left here in this effort. Hold it down. We're going to finish this effort strong. In 3, 2, 1. Ah, 2-minute recovery, walk or jog. Take this where you need. Take a big breath. Let's get that heart rate down as fast as we can. That's your goal. So I want you to pay attention to your thoughts and your feelings. Awareness is the key. It allows us the space to choose. Once we pay attention and once we notice what's prompting them, we could change our self-talk into something more positive that will just allow us to positively impact our behavior. Now, we don't always have full control over these negative thoughts. A lot of them are automatic. And if you are somebody who has a lot of these negative automatic thoughts, I encourage you to challenge them. Are they true? Are they helpful? Are they inspiring? Are they necessary? Are they kind? Think. T-H-I-N-K. True, helpful, inspiring, necessary, kind. Would you tell those same thoughts to a child? To your best friend? Think about it. And if you do have those thoughts, can you reword them when they do come up? Oh, we're in Club Costa. Feel the music. Get some pep in that step. Because guess what? 15 seconds. We got our 2-minute interval. RPE is the same, 8 to 9. Heart rate's the same. Speed might go up a little bit, just a crumb. Let's head there together in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 2 minutes here on the clock. Focus on that form. Stay tall. Stay proud. Get those feet moving. Embrace the suck. Hold it down. You could do this. Challenge yourself. Sit through the discomfort. So remember, this is where the magic happens. Discomfort's temporary. Fist pump if you have to. I know I am right now. We're halfway through this effort. We got 1 minute left here. Don't abandon that good running form. Keep pushing. Feel the music. Let it get inside your head. I want you to start speaking positively to yourself right now. Challenge any negative thoughts that might come in. Challenge the I can't. Reword it to yes, I can. Stop that. Hold this down. We got 20 seconds left. You could do this. Feel strong. Stay in control. Stay in control of your breath. We got 5 seconds left. 3, 2, 1, walk or jog. Take it where you need. We got a 2 minute recovery here.
She's got a weird way to show she loves you.
Take this moment.
Just another
embrace
lie,
it.
Another pretty face I'm hanging on to.
Get back in control of your breathing here.
With words but the weapon she will use to cut me down. Time to walk away before I start to say what's on my mind.
So I challenge you, if you're having unhelpful thoughts or uncomfortable feelings, practice willingness. Be willing to move forward and progress, even though that you're having these thoughts. And given the frequency of negative thoughts, we'll have lots of opportunities to choose willingness. If you go for that run, even though if you don't feel like it, your caveman brain is giving you 1,000 reasons not to go. You are choosing to practice willingness. You can find ways to make the run more enjoyable, like, you know, listening to me, listening to a podcast, an audiobook, taking your dog out. But even if you don't enjoy it at the moment, you could still choose to go for that run because it'll move you towards whatever your goals are, your long-term goals, your short-term goals, the values and the person that you want to be. Willingness is telling ourselves, you know, I'm having really hard and uncomfortable thoughts, sensations, emotions, and I am willing to take them with me as I move forward towards the things that matter to me in life. So let's practice willingness on our next interval. 3, 2, 1, let's go here. 1 minute on the clock. Fastest interval yet. Yes, you can. Hold it down. Make it the best one yet. Know that you are capable of doing hard things. And this is hard. RPE is 8 to 9. Stay with me. Embrace this moment here. We know we gotta cool down just over the next hill. And you are so close. We got 10 seconds left here. This,
a person that you miss. Mind draws a blank. I want to go back, back.
And slow it down in 3, 2, 1.
Just wait for better days.
We're going to be here for 7 minutes in a cool down. I lied. I know I said 10 minutes at the beginning, but we're going to be here for 7. And even 40 minutes. But we're still going to take this time to get our heart rate down to come down nice and slow. So I'm looking for an RPE right now of 2 to 3. Heart rate hopefully coming down towards that zone 2. And as we spend more time here, heart rate might trickle into zone 1 as we gradually slow down our pace. So just remember, it's easier to do things that are in our long-term interest when we feel good right now. And we tend to procrastinate behaviors that require a little bit of effort or unpleasantness, like our speed runs. Again, our caveman brain. If we let it, it's going to steer us away from unpleasantness and towards immediate pleasure, right? Your brain's always going to do everything in its power to avoid pain and seek pleasure. And I know speed runs aren't necessarily pleasurable in the moment, and feel good after. Prove what you're capable of. So we need to override that caveman brain every once in a while. Show it who's boss. So I want you to reflect on your run today, your 5-4-3-2-1 run. What went well for you? What did you accomplish? Or did you surprise yourself anywhere? Just think about it. Now, what did you learn? What didn't go so well? Is there anything that you would do different next time? And considering all things, considering your fueling, considering how you slept, did those things impact your run today? Your motivation coming in here? You're like, I just did what I could. I was dragging my butt. I'm just glad you're here. And how are you feeling now? Physically, mentally, emotionally? Last but not least, I want you to take this time to think about one positive experience from today. Whatever it may be. Anything that made you smile today. Maybe it was my horrible singing. So after this cool down is up, make sure you take the time to do your post-run static stretch. There's a whole library full of cool down options in the app. Don't skip this step. It's critical. If I could include this in the audio, I would. Otherwise, I want to thank you so much for stopping by today because you did such an awesome job. So freaking proud of you. Now, this was your 5-4-3-2-1 speed run with your intuitive runner coach, Natalie Costa. And as always, I hope you're feeling energized, motivated, and ready to take on the day. And remember to find joy in running, right? Find the pleasure in moving your body. Because that's what gets us going. And reminding yourself of that when we don't feel like moving our bodies, or those days where we lack that motivation, that drive. But be willing to challenge yourself. Now, we just got over 2 minutes left here in this recovery space. I'm going to let the music take you to the end. But give yourself a big old pat on the back. And I will see you next time. Nice work today, guys. Thanks for running with me. It's always more fun together.
My guided runs are packed with coaching tips, mindset strategies, and music to keep you energized. And there's plenty more waiting for you in the Intuitive Runner app. Now, if you enjoyed this, it would mean the absolute world to me if you subscribe, comment, and leave a review. And if you really loved it, please share the love. Send this to someone who might enjoy it too. Maybe a fellow runner. Your run club? For more tips and content, follow me on Instagram at @the_intuitive_runner. And if you're ready for more guided runs and training, check out the Intuitive Runner app. Links in the show notes. And don't forget about the free 30-day trial and sample weeks for all the premium programs. See you next time.